I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Girlfriend's Guide to Sports podcast. My name is Claire Coles, and this is your weekly update. It's Monday, May 6th. Let's start with what you missed over the last week. Then we'll move on to what to watch this upcoming week in the world of sports. Okay, we have a lot to go over, and it is the first podcast episode of a month. So you know what that means. Coming up this month, in the month of May, the Kentucky Derby was run on Saturday, May 4th. So I will go over those results in this podcast episode. Same with Formula One's Miami Grand Prix that ran on Sunday. The NCAA softball season will begin May 13th and run through June 7th. WNBA season begins May 16th and runs through September 19th. So be getting ready for that season. It will last quite some time. The PGA Championship, which is one of the majors in the PGA Tour season, that will be May 16th through the 19th. The Preakness, the second race in the Triple Crown, will be May 18th. Formula One Monaco Grand Prix will be May 26th. The Indy 500 will also be that same day. The French Open, the first of the major tournaments and Grand Slams for tennis, will begin May 26th as well. That will run through June 9th. And then the Women's College World Series for softball will begin May 30th and run through June 7th. Sticking with baseball, but we're going to start in the MLB this week. Orioles' Gunnar Henderson became the youngest player in the league to hit 10 home runs before May 1st at 22 years old. His home run in the first was only one of two runs scored in that entire game as the Orioles defeated the Yankees. He was also responsible for the other score as well on an error, actually. Also on Monday, the Nationals swept the Marlins, who were the worst team in the National League. The Angels broke their four-game losing streak on a wild pitch and error to beat the Phillies 6-5. And then there were a lot of ninth-inning comebacks on Monday as well. The Cubs got a two-run homer in the ninth to break a tie and beat the Mets. The Twins got their eighth win when an RBI single scored in the ninth over the White Sox. And the Mariners' Garver hit a home run in the ninth to beat the Braves, all on Monday. So kind of crazy that the ninth inning just happened to be on a roll that day. Three games went into extra innings on Tuesday. The Guardian slash Astros game was a high scoring one. The Guardians came out swinging, putting up three in the first inning, but the Astros answered, scoring eight in the third and the fourth. Cleveland tied it back up with a five-run inning in the sixth, and then we remained tied through nine. Cleveland put up one in the 10th to take the lead, but the Astros hit a two-run homer to win it. The Rockies Marlins game also went to 10 innings. The Rockies lost a 5-run lead. It is the first team to trail in their opening 29 games so far this season. Not a good start. The Marlins win in 10. The Dodgers-Diamondback game was delayed for 2 hours for a bee swarm that then had to be removed by a beekeeper. The D-backs tied it up in the 8th before winning in the 10th with 2 runs. Wednesday's game between the Astros and the Guardians also went to 10 innings, but this time the Guardians got the W. The Braves are the better team by record, but the Mariners had the sweep until Wednesday's game when they won 5-2. The Marlins game on Thursday also went to 10 innings again. Marlon Sanchez hit the walk-off home run to win it. That win gives the Miami team its 9th. They had 9 hits compared to the Rockies' 5 in that game. The Cubs and the Mets did one better and went into 11 innings. The game was close and back and forth, but Linder's double in the 11th was the nail in the coffin for the Cubs. The Mets win 7-6. Astros Jose Altuve joined an exclusive club of 300 career steals in their game against the Marlins on Friday. He is just the 5th player in MLB history to have 300 base steals, 2,000 hits, 400 doubles, 200 home runs, and a batting average of .300. Congratulations to the shortstop, whose birthday was also just recently. The Dodgers needed Pages for their walk-off win in the 11th over the Braves, and both teams now have 20 wins apiece. Kind of a crazy week with a bunch of games going into extra innings. Over the weekend, the White Sox beat the Cardinals in 10 innings on a iffy third strike call. You can make that call for yourself, but to me, it did look like a ball. I did, of course, link it on the blog post. The Pirates broke their 5-game losing streak with a 1-0 win over the Rockies. It was a close game as they only got that RBI in the final inning. Other than that, it was a highly offensive day. The A's put up 20 runs against the Marlins on Saturday. Needless to say, they won that game. The Phillies put up 14 in their win over the Giants, 14-3. The Rangers killed the Royals, 15-4. The Padres scored 13 with Luis Jarez getting a record 4 hits in his debut for the San Diego team. And then to finish up Saturday, the Dodgers scored 11 against the Braves. Muncy got 3 home runs in that game. The Diamondbacks then turned the tables on Sunday, beating the Padres 11-4. 2 games also Sunday went into 10 innings that day. The Rays got the W 7-6 over the Mets after a defensive play for the New York team went badly. And then the Rangers beat the Royals 3-2 in 10 as well. The Tigers-Yankees game was the opposite. It only went to 8 innings given a rain-shortened game. The Yankees won 5-2 after a 3-run double by Juan Soto in the 7th. And then the Twins had won 12 straight games until yesterday. The Red Sox pulled off the upset with a 9-2 win that broke that streak. But that 12-game streak had the Twins climbing up the standings in the American League. They currently now sit tied for 4th. And then outside all of what happened during the games and just like records and all of that, Yankees star Aaron Judge was ejected for the first time in his entire career. On Saturday, he made it 869 games before getting ejected. He did so by getting into an argument with the umpire after a 3rd strike was called in the 7th inning. The Yankees did still win that game 5-3 over the Tigers, but it was overshadowed by that news. Also, bad news for Bally Sports fans who watch Comcast as Comcast stopped carrying Bally Sports on May 1, leaving MLB fans without a way to watch their local teams. Bally Sports went into bankruptcy back in 2023 and managed to get a 6-month contract with Comcast, but that was it, and that expired as of May 1st. They have managed to keep contracts with DirecTV and Charter TV, and the teams who have rights that sit with Bally Sports are the Twins, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Tigers, the Marlins, the Guardians, the Royals, the Reds, the Angels, the Rangers, the Rays, and the Brewers. This week also, so just get ready for upcoming this week. It is conference championship week for softball. So I did go ahead and link the conference tournament schedules on the blog. I also went ahead and provided the top 25 ranked teams. Number one currently sits with Texas, followed by Oklahoma, Tennessee, Oklahoma State, and Duke. So I went ahead and linked the Power 5 conference tournament schedules. The SEC has the most top 25 ranked teams with 10 teams being ranked. And then the Pac-12 has 5, the ACC has 4, the Big 12 has 3, but the Big 12, 3 are all ranked in the top 5. So they're actually 1, 2, and 4. So kind of crazy there. And then the Big 10 has 1 team ranked. Moving along to NBA basketball, as playoffs certainly heated up. The Thunder only needed 4 games to beat the Pelicans and advance. They completed the sweep on Monday, pulling away in the fourth quarter. They are actually the youngest team to win a playoff series in NBA history. They now get a nice long break before playing, spoiler alert, the Mavs. The Nuggets-Lakers game was super close. Every quarter was literally led by a different team. Ultimately, the Nuggets completed the series in Game 5, advancing and knocking out LeBron from playoffs. TBD on his future if he will keep playing. It is suspected that he will, just because he always said he wanted to play in the NBA against his son Ronnie, who has declared. So we are hopeful that he will continue to play. But also, that means that Steph, LeBron, and Kevin Durant are all out in the first round of playoffs. So kind of crazy there. The Celtics have finally started to lay it on the Heat. Monday's game was a beat down by the Boston team, winning 102-88. Point guard Derek White had a career high of 38 points in that game, and that's more than the Heat scored in any one quarter. The Celtics also just needed one more game to advance, leading the series 3-1, and they would get that game on Wednesday. And again, it was another annihilation, 118-84 this time. Boston goes on to the next round. Tuesday was the day of close games and no one advanced. The Bucks, who were down some crucial players, laid it down against the Pacers, beating them 115-92 to keep their season going. The Pacers still led the series 3-2, but on Thursday, the Pacers flipped the tables. It was an easy game for the Indiana team, winning by 22, and it is an upset, but with all the injuries the Bucks faced, it doesn't actually feel like one. Pacers advance. Then the 76ers-Knicks game 5 on Monday was so close, it actually went into overtime. Top performers from both teams were over 40 points. Brunson had been on a hot streak and put up 40 for New York, but Maxey, the point guard for Philly, scored 46. He also scored or assisted on all 11 points in the final minute 32 of the game. The Knicks had a 6-point lead with under 30 seconds to go. So you would think that was it. I definitely did. But the 76ers came up with the most clutch three-pointers I think I've ever seen to end a game to win that game. The Knicks would put it all away in game 6, though, by winning another close one only by 3 points. Again, Brunson, he is just on a freaking roll in the postseason, scored 40-plus, and Embiid now is another star we can add to out of the playoffs. Speaking of close games, game 5 for the Cavs Magic was separated by 1 point. The Cavs came out hot, scoring 33 compared to the Magic's 23, but then they only put up 15 in the first half, allowing Orlando to come back. The Cavs did manage to outlast the Magic to take the series lead 3-2. In game 6 on Friday, the Magic came back in the fourth quarter to win and tie up the series, despite the Cavs shooting guard Mitchell scoring 50 points. And just like that, we have a winner take all game 7 on Sunday. It was all Magic first half. Orlando was actually up by 10 when going into the locker room. But after that, the Cavs turned it on in the second half and more than made up the difference. Their 18-point comeback was the largest in game 7 history since 1998. Top player Cavs Donovan Mitchell scored 39 points, and they become the final team to advance. However, we are going in chronological order of when they played in the week, so I have one final series to go over. The final series up for grabs that I haven't gone over was the Mavs-Clippers. Game 5 was all Mavs as they put up the most points in every single quarter to win 123-93. Game 6 was closer, but not too much closer. The Mavs won 114-101 with Kyrie scoring 30 points. Dallas advances. And then we also did start one semifinal matchup. It was in the West. The Timberwolves versus the Nuggets played game one on Saturday because both teams were ready to go. The Nuggets had a better first half, winning by 4 at halftime. But then the Timberwolves put up 33 in both quarters of the second half. Minnesota wins by 7. Anthony Edwards put up 43, and they win the first game of the semifinal round. Also in other news around the NBA, as the Lakers get knocked out, they also fired their head coach Darvin Ham after just 2 seasons. His record with the team was 90 wins and 74 losses in the regular season, but it's the postseason that was killer, going 9-12. They did take the first in-season tournament title, but that was not enough to keep him around. Super quick football headlines. Georgia's head coach Kirby Smart just agreed to a 10-year contract extension with the university for $130 million. So that is $13 million per year. Money is guaranteed for at least the first half of the deal. Since 2017, the Dogs have had 16 first-round draft picks, only eclipsed by Alabama. Also, the sexual assault charges brought up against Dak Prescott were deemed to have insufficient evidence that an offense was even committed. So therefore he is off the hook. And then the Miami Dolphins have reached a deal with OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., for 1 year worth $8.25 million. So it looks like Tua will have someone to pass to. Moving along to golf news, we have a new winner on the PGA Tour. Taylor Pendrith won his first PGA Tour title this weekend at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson by 1 stroke. And it happened on the final hole. Ben Coles was in the lead, actually no relation, was in the lead and had back-to-back birdies going into the 18th. But that was when disaster struck. None of his shots hit the fairway. His second was in between 2 bunkers with just 50-ish feet to go to the hole. But his third shot came out wonky and only went to the other side of one of the bunkers, not even halving the distance to the hole. But he looked like he was going to salvage it and go into a playoff with the final 5-foot putt for par, but he missed it. Pendrith got a birdie that he needed to win outright with a score totaling 23 under par. The Canadian Kent State golfer won on his 74th start on the PGA Tour. Also noteworthy from this tournament, English amateur Chris Kim was playing on a sponsor exemption at the Byron Nelson. He became the youngest player in 11 years to make a cut on the PGA Tour at just the age of 16. Also, the LIV was in action this week. Brooks Koepka secured his 4th victory on the LIV in Singapore. This was his first win with his son Crew in attendance. He did beat the field by 2. He beat Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith were in 2nd. The next tournament he will be competing in is the PGA Championship later this month. Well, he will be defending champ. Moving on to the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Panthers advanced in 5 games after destroying the Lightning 6-1 in their final game on Monday. The Hurricanes and the Avalanche also won their series 4-1 on Tuesday. The Oilers put up 3 goals in the second period to finish off their series over the Kings. The Canucks scored in the final minutes of Game 6 to take their series over the Predators and advance. But man, the 2 matchups that were absolutely crazy were the Maple Leafs Bruins game matchup. That game 5 went into overtime after both teams didn't score again after the first period, but the Leafs got the win and they still trailed the series 3-2. The Leafs would tie up the series then on Thursday, and then the winner-take-all Game 7 also went to overtime. Talk about a close series matchup. Again, the teams only scored in the first period, and we ended up in overtime. The Bruins got the final say and advance, though. So they took the early series lead and then managed to finish it out, but it took all seven games. Then the Stars Golden Knights series was tied 3-3 going into Sunday. It had been tied almost the entire time. Game 4 was a tie of 2-2. The Stars also won Game 5 to take the lead, but then Vegas won Game 6, scoring two goals in Dallas's 0. Game 7 lived up to the hype. The Stars scored early, but the Golden Knights tied it up early in the second period. It looked like we might be going into overtime when Faxa scored the final goal with just 44 seconds left in the game to send Dallas to the second round. The Hurricanes and the Rangers also started their round two matchup last night. The Rangers came out hot, scoring 3 in the first, and that was enough to hang on to the W. Also, this week was the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby was on Saturday, and it was one for the ages. The odds favorite Fierceness started in the front and was the favorite for a reason. Fierceness had the highest speed on the Breyer scale by one of the widest margins we've seen in over a decade. The race was tight with the horses coming around the final turn almost 5 wide. Mystic Dan took the lead off the corner but was fading fast at the finish line as it grew nearer and nearer with two horses, Forever Young and Sierra Leone, running him down. It was a photo finish and one of the closest finishes we've seen in a long time, since 1947 to be exact. It took minutes to get the official results, but Mystic Dan gets it done and might have won your girl some money as well. In a little bit of Olympic sport news, 7-time Olympic gold medalist Katie Ledecky and Jim Thorpe were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor a civilian can get. Thorpe was awarded the medal posthumously as he was the first Native American to win a gold medal during the 1912 games when he won the decathlon and the pentathlon. The Oklahoman died in 1953. A total of 19 people were awarded the medal, including 3 posthumously. Also, Olympic news, Emma Coburn broke her ankle and is out of the Paris Olympics. She is a United States favorite, usually in the steeplechase. She broke her ankle at the Diamond League meet in China and will now undergo surgery. So she is out for Paris. And then some super quick highlights. This also should just be called motorsport highlights because dramatic close finishes were a thing this weekend. Kyle Larson was in car number 5 and he edged out Chris Buescher in the closest finish in NASCAR history. He won by 1/1000th of a second at the Kansas Speedway race. Literally never ever have I announced NASCAR finishes, but with the Kentucky Derby and now the NASCAR finish, I feel like I needed to mention it. And then also sticking with motorsports, McLaren driver Lando Norris won the Miami Grand Prix, upsetting Red Bull's Max Verstappen. Norris was positioned perfectly when the safety car came out halfway through. Then he just had the pace and was frankly just faster for the rest of the race. This was Norris's 110th start to get his first victory in Formula One. Verstappen did get second and Leclerc was third. That is what happened over the last week. Now let's move on to what to watch this upcoming week in the world of sports. As always, we start with MLB baseball. Tonight, Monday, Tigers at the Guardians at 5:10 on Fox Sports 1. Then you can watch the Astros at the Yankees on Tuesday. They will play at 6:05 on TBS. Verlander versus Gill in the pitching battle there. Wednesday, the Diamondbacks take on the Reds at 5:40 on Fox Sports 1. And on Saturday, you can catch the Braves at the Red Sox at 3:10, also on Fox Sports 1. Or, depending on where you are, at 6:15 on Fox, you can catch either the Reds at the Giants or the Cardinals at the Brewers on Saturday night. Sunday, catch the Braves at the Mets at 6 on ESPN. Lots going on in the world of NCAA baseball and softball. So starting the week, softball, number 8 Texas A&M takes on 9 Florida, 9 on ESPNU, followed by Tuesday, 12 Georgia versus 19 Mississippi State at 11 a.m. on SEC Network. And then the second game in Texas A&M versus Florida at 3 on ESPNU. So then we start conference championships. And so rounds 1 will be on Wednesday, followed by rounds 2 or quarterfinals for the ACC and SEC. Those are the only ones that you can really find on TV at this point. Baseball also has a ranked first ranked matchup on Thursday night, 19 Georgia versus 15 South Carolina at 7 on ESPNU. Friday, quarterfinals and semifinals will be on Friday, again on SEC Network and ESPNU and 2. So, and then baseball, 19 Georgia, 15 South Carolina at 4:30 on SEC Network. Also wrapping up baseball, I'm just going to go ahead and wrap up baseball for the rest of the week. Saturday, baseball, 3 Tennessee at 17 Vandy at 2 on SEC Network. And Sunday, get ready for some baseball. 4 Clemson versus 13 Wake Forest at 11 a.m. on ESPN 2. 16 Mississippi State versus 2 Arkansas at 2 on SEC. And then 3 Tennessee versus 17 Vandy at 2 on ESPN 2. Then going back to softball, so quarterfinals, semifinals finish up on Friday, and then Saturday you can actually catch the American Championship. That will be at 11 a.m. on ESPN2. The ACC Championship, that will be at 1:30 on ESPN2. The SEC Championship will be at 4 on ESPN2. The Big 12 Championship will be at 6:30 on ESPN2. And then the Pac-12 Championship will be at 9 on ESPN2. And then selection show for the NCAA tournament will be on Sunday at 6 on ESPN2 as well. So lots, like I said, lots and lots going on. If you want to see more games and times, obviously check out the blog, The Girlfriend's Guide to Sports. And in NBA basketball, again, we are on to round 2. So Monday tonight, East game 1, Pacers at the Knicks at 6:30 on TNT, followed by the West game 2, Timberwolves at the Nuggets at 9 on TNT. Remember, Minnesota leads that series 1-0. Tuesday, game 1s, East Cavaliers at the Celtics at 6 on TNT, followed by the Mavs at the Thunder at 8:30, also on TNT. Wednesday, East Game 2, Pacers at the Knicks at 7 on TNT. Thursday, Games 2, Cavaliers at the Celtics at 6 on ESPN and the Mavs at the Thunder at 8:30, also on ESPN. Friday, East Game 3 in the East, Knicks at the Pacers at 6 on ESPN. And in the West, the Nuggets at the Timberwolves at 8:30 on ESPN as well. Saturday, we move over to ABC for the West, Thunder at the Mavs at 2:30. And then the Celtics at the Cavs for the East at 7:30. On Sunday, the East Game 4, Knicks at the Pacers at 2:30 on ABC. And the West, the Nuggets at the Timberwolves at 7 on TNT. The UFL continues this week. Saturday, Memphis Showboats at the Arlington Renegades at noon on ESPN, followed by the St. Louis Battlehawks at the Birmingham Stallions at 3 on Fox. Sunday, you can catch the Michigan Panthers at the DC Defenders at 11 a.m. on ESPN, and then San Antonio takes on Houston at 2 on ESPN as well. The PGA Tour heads over to North Carolina for the Wells Fargo Championship. The first round, you can catch that at 2 on Golf Channel on Thursday. The second round will be on Friday. And then on Saturday, the third round, it will be at 1 on Golf Channel and 2 on CBS. Same TV schedule for Sunday for the final round. Scottie Scheffler is not in attendance, or at least not in the field as of today. Hockey, we also have playoff games going on. Game 1 in the East, Bruins at the Panthers at 7 on ESPN today. Tuesday, Game 2, Hurricanes at the Rangers at 6 on ESPN, followed by the Avalanche at the Stars, Game 1 at 8:30, also on ESPN. Wednesday, East Game 2, Bruins at the Panthers at 6:30 on ESPN, followed by Game 1, Oilers at the Canucks at 9. Thursday, Game 3 of the Rangers Hurricanes at 6 on TNT, followed by Game 2 of the Avalanche at the Stars at 8:30. Friday, Game 3 of the Panthers Bruins at 6 on TNT, followed by Game 2 of the Oilers at the Canucks at 9. Saturday, we start with TBD games. They have not been announced as of today. The East Game 4 Rangers at the Hurricanes will be on TNT, but a TBD time, followed by the Stars at the Avalanche. Then on Sunday, same thing. Game four, the Panthers Bruins, TBD on TBS, though. And then the West, game three, Canucks at the Oilers, TBD on TBS. And only one Olympic sport's being televised this week. Saturday, sailing. Bermuda's Sail GP highlights will be at noon on CBS. That wraps it up for me this week. Lots of going on as we enter the summer months and as we gear up for the Paris Olympics. Things are starting to heat up on the track and in the pool, so I will, of course, keep you up to date as we wind down with NBA and NHL season. But as always, I'll see you next week for the weekly update.